Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. Coming up this week, a fan favorite permanently closes at Disney Springs. The governor of California is checking out how Walt Disney World managed to reopen safely. Cruise line executives are petitioning the White House, and we're going to talk about the layoffs. Not so much about the business side of the layoffs, but about the impact on cast members and things that we and you can do to help. All that coming up next. From the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida, this is the Diz Unplugged. The Diz Unplugged is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. Let the experts at Dreams Unlimited Travel help you plan your next Disney vacation. Dreams agents are committed to giving you honest and unbiased advice and helping you plan a magical vacation your family will remember for years. Visit us on the web at www.dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. And by Magic Candle Company. Magic Candle is the leader in theme park inspired candles, wax melts, fragrance oils, and much more. Bring a little bit of the magic into your home with Magic Candles. Use code DISNEYINFO at checkout and receive 15% off your order every time. That's MagicCandleCompany.com. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Coming to you live from the Bob Varley Studio in Orlando, Florida. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined in the studio at the table this week by my good friends, Sean Falk.
Hi.
Corey Fiasconaro.
Hey there.
Via Skype, Ms. Jackie Gailey.
Who has, hey, everybody.
Oh, she is. Her audio is back. Okay. I should know better. And back in the production nook, getting ready for surgery, Mr. Craig Williams.
Ahoy, hoy.
Welcome, folks. I think this is, other than doing when we did the...
marathon.
The marathon.
Yep.
This is the first live Tuesday show we've done from the studio since...
Like February.
Since March.
Yeah, right.
Since March. So, just kind of worked out that way. Wasn't necessarily part of a plan. This may very well be the last Tuesday show we do in this studio, as the studio exists in the moment.
Yeah.
This week we're going to begin testing out some things and making some changes. So, be looking for that. Before we get into our news stories, I do want to, talk just a little bit about Give Kids the World and their Night of a Million Lights event that is coming up. Starts November 13th. Tickets are on sale now. Dates are already starting to sell out. If you were a fan of the Osborne lights, this is not going to be the same thing, but it definitely, from the things I've seen of what they're doing, it definitely evokes that. That feel, right? They're decorating the entire village in 3 million Christmas lights. The entire thing is outdoor and socially distanced. And I'm telling you, I'm really excited. They did release a behind the scenes video yesterday on social media, and I just want to go ahead and play that for everybody now so you kind of know what it is we're talking about.
Night of a Million Lights is a spectacular holiday event that's certainly going to lift everybody's spirits. Our village is going to come to life with over 3 million lights.
As we prepare for our opening of Night of a Million Lights, it is just so much fun to watch each night as we keep adding more and more lights. Today for the town hall installation, we had over 6 lifts operating with 18 techs. And I think it's just so fascinating to watch them get every light bulb in place. It'd be spectacular for our guests to see. In addition to our 30 full-time techs that are installing these lights, we're leaning on our incredible volunteer base who are doing tons of work installing lights at the ground level. I think our guests are going to be blown away by this 19-foot pixel map Christmas tree that's in front of our brand new Henry Starlight Scoops, which is our new ice cream parlor.
This is a version of what we call the Pixel Pines, which is probably the one of the most advanced RGB Christmas trees on market. So technically there are you know, 12,800 pixels on this tree. Each one is individually controllable, and so we can display a lot of really fun content.
Each of the 45 villas are adopted by a treasure partner of Give Kids the World. They're given this opportunity to decorate it however they want. It's going to be truly incredible. In addition to viewing all the holiday lights, guests will have the opportunity to enjoy three of our attractions, including our carousel, Lori's Magical Flight, which is a spinner attraction, and Kelly's Sunny Swing.
Give Kids the World is a nonprofit resort that is the destination for children from around the world who are battling a critical illness and want to come experience all the magic that Central Florida has to offer. I think a couple of the most heartwarming things about the holiday season is it's always about a family time and a way of giving back. Here, by supporting Night of a Million Lights, you can do both. You and your family can come out and stroll down and experience the most incredible sights of this whimsical village all lit up with 3 million lights, but also give back. I hope to see you all out here for Night of a Million Lights at Give Kids the World Village.
Awesome. And look, really looking forward to that. We're going to have a link if you are interested in learning more and purchasing tickets. Have a link in the show notes down below once we're done doing this live. It's also on the homepage of the Diz, I believe, and many other places. So, but if you can join us, absolutely, you know, please do. I know I am going to be there on the 13th when it opens. Dreams is sponsoring a home that we're decorating and doing some fun stuff with. So great way to help support Give Kids the World. All right. I want to transition into, from that and Christmas and happy, some of the stories we have to talk about this week. I'm going to try and get through a few of these because I really do want to get to the discussion about layoffs and cast members. Since I wasn't here last week, there's some things I have to say. As I'm sure you can, not hard for anybody to imagine, I have things to say. But I want to talk about this no-sale order discussion that members, people, executives from the cruise industry had with the Vice President, Mike Pence, recently. And really what this boils down to is begging them to please not extend the order on October 31st. You know, we saw that the cruise industry as a whole developed guidelines for safely returning to sea. Disney was certainly part of that. Disney, interestingly, has been taking a lower profile with this stuff. We're hearing from executives at Royal Caribbean. We're hearing from executives at Carnival. We're hearing from executives at Norwegian. Not so much, although in this conversation, Disney Cruise Line executives were represented. But what I have been told, and I have it on fairly good authority, that if, in fact, the no-sale order expires on October 31st, Disney Cruise Line is ready to resume. That the ships have been retrofit to deal with this new world. I don't know what occupancy is going to be. My guess is going to be at around 50%. Maybe the first few sailings would be lower than that, but I think for the foreseeable future, we'll see about a 50% occupancy. That's a guess. I don't have that on authority. What I do know is that they will not resume the cruises that have been canceled. They will not uncancel those cruises. As we know, they've been canceled right now. I think the earliest you can book a cruise on Disney right now, December 14th. And they will not uncancel any of those other cruises. But one of my concerns was that just because the CDC or the White House says it's okay to sail doesn't necessarily mean that Disney would. And I wasn't sure if they were going to say, well, that's great, we're allowed to sail, but we've decided to wait. Certainly what you see them doing that right now with Disney World. I mean, in Florida, they are legitimately able to reopen at 100% capacity if they choose to. They've chosen not to. So I think there is a good 65% chance we'll see cruises return by the end of the year. I think that's, I'll go out and say 60, I think a 65% chance we're going to see that. And then you have the industry now lobbying the vice president. I mean, this was a call with the vice president.
Right.
And the vice president saying, you know, he's in support of it. He's going to bring it to the president and go from there. Of course, the impact of the election, you know, who knows what that'll be, but I don't know. I have a business interest in them resuming these sailings. So I have to be upfront about that. You know, because I think about that, I'm like, you know, I own a travel business, and certainly we've been impacted heavily by this. So yeah, I'd love to see cruises resume, but then I say to myself, would I go on one? And I don't know that I would right now.
For me, it's like, I haven't been on a Disney cruise before. I always make the joke that the only cruise I ever went on was on a military ship, but I haven't been on cruise lines, so I don't really know, aside from the videos that I've seen that members of the team have produced, I don't really know too much of what to expect. However, I feel like I would be pretty comfortable going on a cruise if there was a way, if they were able to test everybody going on the cruise, see if they were clear and ready to go. And if that was the case, I would feel very safe going on.
If everybody was getting rapid tested getting on the ship, yes, then I would do it.
For me, at this point, I'm around so many people all the time anyway because of doing real estate that I don't care at this point. I would be around
people.
Yeah,
but you're not stupid about it.
No. I wear a mask. I'm safe. Yeah. I wash my hands, all that stuff. That's all you can do at this point. Like, I mean, if they're sailing, I'm going. So whether it's Disney or a different cruise line, I don't really care which one at this point. So whichever one's going, in my opinion, but I've always been fine with the other cruise lines too. Disney is the best of those, but if I can't get there, then I'll go on something else. It doesn't even have to go anywhere. It could just cruise around Port Canaveral and just spend like 3 days over at the port, and then we'll come back. I'm cool with that.
So. Well, and the reason I wanted to mention this particular story is because when I heard from my source that DCL is ready to go. They have been retrofitting those ships for months.
Yeah.
To get ready for this. They still haven't said what they've done. We'll hear that. As soon as they know they can sail again, we're going to start hearing that. But Jackie, yes or no, would you sail?
I would. Disney has earned my trust with the way they've reopened the Walt Disney World theme parks and the care and attention that they're putting into enforcing their rules. And I feel that if they think it's safe to sail, that I would be okay with it.
Craig, what about you?
I've said it multiple times. It's not Disney in any of this. It's the other people around. And so I would want to make sure for a while, especially when you're all enclosed on a cruise ship where you can't just say, you know what, I want out. I want to know ahead of time that people are actually doing everything the correct way. So I will let other people be guinea pigs in this case first. But I would have said 2 months ago, yes, absolutely. But seeing how the parks have gotten over the past couple weeks and months, as more people have shown up, it's not going in a positive way. I think there's too many people who are just fed up and they don't really care anymore. So that's just my perspective.
Okay. Well, I think, you know, to Jackie's point, the way Disney has handled reopening, the way they are enforcing the mask rule, the guidelines, the social distancing guidelines.
Yeah, we saw those new signs pop up like, we're going to ask you to leave if you don't have a mask on.
Right.
Point blank.
But that requires cast members actually walking around looking for people who aren't wearing their masks. And I can say, now, the last time I had an issue with this and I was vocal about it, it was on a day where the mobile ordering went down and I was told, oh, all the Incredit crew, they were all being dispersed into different areas to help out with that. I've now been multiple times since then, and there is still just no one actually paying attention to what guests are doing in the parks. It is a sore spot for sure. They really need, I'm not saying they need police to go around in there, but I've said it, they need to either drop the act that they're trying to actually look out for people to enforce the rules, or they need to start enforcing the rules, because the only time I feel like they do enforce the rules is when there's someone who's coming in to make a viral video about, I'm not going to wear a mask, or you can't tell me what to do. And that's the only time you really see a lot of actual role enforcing, besides the every once in a while when someone's just happens to be walking by and it's like, oh, can you put it up real quick? Thank you. And then they walk
well,
away.
Well, I mean, I haven't been back in the parks since they reopened. So I can't speak personal experience, but we don't have, you know, with now going on 3 months since the parks have been open, we're not seeing outbreaks attributed to Disney World. And at this point, I think if it wasn't working, if there were problems,
we would be
seeing something. And there's no way, no matter how hard Disney tries, that they'd be able to keep that a secret. Not right now. Especially not right now. So, I mean, and we're going to get to that a little bit when we talk about the governor of California sending people out. But, you know, the impact that it's had has been obvious on Disney's business. The news that broke last night or yesterday about Wolfgang Puck Express.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Being permanently closed at Disney Springs. And, you know, you have Wolfgang Puck Express, which is pretty much universally loved.
Oh, yeah. So it's good. The best. It's the best.
And then you have the other Wolfgang Puck restaurant, which, not to put too fine a point on it, is crap. The food is crap and the service is crap. So that's our Wolfgang Puck option now. Which, you know, if you were going to close something, you should have closed that one.
And it's a real, like, I'll say it again. I do like both locations. However, I've always severely preferred Express over the sit down location. Sit down location, if you don't know, has opened recently within the past year. I mean, nobody expected this year to be what it was. I'm fairly confident that Wolfgang expected to run both locations, but then ultimately had to make the choice. And since they just invested, you know, this money into this new location, they're like, you know, we gotta cut the old one, even though, I mean, I think the Express is better. I know everybody I talk to thinks Express is better. And honestly, like, the best food, in my opinion, that you're gonna get at either Wolfgang location is pizza. And it's pretty much the same pizza, except one comes out quicker and cheaper, and one is a sit down restaurant and it's less options on the menu as to what your pizza is going to be. So, I mean, I'm going to miss Express a lot. When Disney Springs originally reopened, Wolfgang Express didn't open with it. It took some additional time, like many restaurants did, but it took longer than most. And then when it finally did reopen, it was only open 5 days out of the week. It wasn't open 7 days a week. So that I didn't really think anything of. I was like, oh yeah, they're just reduced hours and reduced times and everything. But, yeah, when Jackie pointed out in group that the sign was gone, I was shaking in my boots.
That was really sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I like Express a lot better. I've done both. The sit-down, I thought was fine. For me, I felt like the food was pretty much the same. It just was a lot more expensive. I didn't necessarily notice a food difference, but the, you know, Wolfgang Puck Express used to be an option when I would go to Disney Springs, or especially when it was downtown Disney. That was that or Earl of Sandwich was like our cheap option to go with a group, or especially if you didn't have a reservation for something. That was really two of the only choices. And now I'm with that gone, I'm trying to think, like, what really are your quick options beyond Earl of Sandwich? Is there... Because, like, there's no counter service at Bongo's anymore, I don't think.
There's, like, Polite Pig. There's Polite Pig and Chicken Guy and stuff like that. But it's, I mean, it's tough because, like, even with, like, our conversations on moving to Orlando, when people are like, hey, what's the best pizza in town? I always, no hesitation, Wolfgang Puck Express. In my opinion, that's the best pizza in town. And now you can't get it.
Yeah. Jackie, I want to let you jump in here. You've been quiet.
I have to tell you guys, I never ate at Wolfgang Puck Express. I just never had the opportunity to eat there.
You're fired.
You know, I mean, I know. It's so funny because lately the things that we've been talking to, I'm like, I've never done that. It's so closing. Weird.
Yeah, because you didn't go.
You didn't go.
It's Jackie's fault.
You know. Yeah. So it's but I feel the love for it because everybody I know absolutely loves it and rants and raves about it. So it's on my list of places, but I crossed it off yesterday when I was able to confirm that it's gone.
Yeah.
Sad.
And, you know, again, when you're relying so heavily on third party companies, this is unfortunately something that can happen. Mm-hmm. These are not Disney owned locations. And if their parent company needs to scale back, if their parent company needs to, you know, God forbid, go bankrupt, this is what's going to happen. So I wonder if this is the last of these we're going to see at Disney Springs.
The last Wolfgang Puck?
No, the last permanent closing. I don't think it is.
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be some tough stuff going on with certain brands and certain things that they have. I mean, even beyond restaurants, I mean, they have Sunglass Hut in many locations throughout the parks, which I don't get at all. I would never be walking around, you know, Adventureland and be like, oh, I need some, like, Prada sunglasses right now. Like, I must stop and get these $500 sunglasses. So, I mean, it's nice to sell some sunglasses and have the option there, but it is a very luxury, you know, impromptu choice to make when you're in the Magic Kingdom. No.
Have you never been to a park with Pete before? I've watched him drop thousands of dollars at the Sunglass Huts in the parks and downtown Disney.
Yeah, for you guys. That's why they're there. Buying you guys sunglasses, yes. When I want to do something nice for myself.
Which I used to work at Sunglass Icon, which is Sunglass Hut.
I'm just letting you know, those days are done. Those days are done for a while.
Oh, that was always Rhino who took advantage of it. I don't think I ever got sunglasses, but I always wear my glasses, so it's kind of hard.
So you're throwing Rhino under the bus.
Oh, okay. Of course. Yeah, he's not here.
I see how this is going to go.
I feel, you know, I follow a lot of the Disney Springs restaurants over on Instagram, and they are trying so hard to get business in all of their, you know, Homecoming and Terralina Crafted Italian is another one, Paddlefish. They've been offering a lot of different just specials, trying to, you know, drum up business. And gosh, it's, you know, last year at this time, we were all so excited about how many dining choices there are at Disney Springs. Yeah. And I worry about that now because there are so many and the parks are not full and they've got to keep a serious amount of business going on to make any profit.
Well, so, for me, the issue is where can I eat outside, right? If I'm not going to do a crowded restaurant, I will walk out of a crowded restaurant. Outside, I'll eat. Mm-hmm. And there are just a limited number of places that you can do that at Disney Springs. We did a dining review a few weeks ago on CityWorks.
Yep.
Which I did not think I was going to like because it's a sports bar. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be wings and burgers and basketball and... oh my God, I was so wrong.
And since you brought up CityWorks, I just want to mention it's now available on Uber Eats, depending on where you live.
Well, yeah, if you live within 10 minutes of the place, but, you know, nowhere else. But if you are in Disney Springs, this is a place worth checking out because I could really understand why some people might dismiss it as, you know, ESPN Lite. And it's not. No. This is a really considered menu. It's really well done. Mm-hmm. I was surprised at the quality of the food, the quality of the menu, the flavors, and honestly, the price point was really, really good. And they have an enormous amount of outdoor seating. So it was very comfortable. And especially right now, you know, the weather's starting to get a little nicer. It's not as brutally hot as it had been. Next week is seems like that's when we're going to be in the 70s and down in the low 60s at night. I can't wait. I can't wait.
It's the best.
So, but I think, you know, that's a restaurant that, that restaurant opened in January.
Yeah.
So you talk about dumb luck, for a place opened in January and, you know, 2.5 months later for the first time in the history of the parks. They shut everything down for 3 months. So, you know, but that's a place I will absolutely go out of my way to go back to. The more I'm talking about it, the more I want to go back there and eat. All right. So we know that Josh D'Amaro a few weeks ago put out a press release where he threw, we'll say he threw an elbow at the governor of California. At the point that he was announcing the 28,000 layoffs and saying part of the reason was the governor of California won't give us any guidelines to reopen. And the governor responded with guidelines that basically said you can reopen only on days where the moon is crashing into the earth. And outside of that, you can't. And so it was, of course, set up to be just ridiculous. And, Bob Iger resigned from the governor's commission on reopening because he was a voice in that. He resigned from that because he felt that the guidelines were unfair. Now, I have heard from numerous people in California who are huge Disneyland fans. And again, this is anecdotal. This isn't a scientific survey by any means. But heard from a number of people that are saying we're okay with that right now because of how COVID has been going. It's not been going well in California. However, as I mentioned before, Disney World has had a fairly successful reopening.
Yep.
Now, granted, it's a 25% capacity, but it's had a fairly successful reopening. So the governor of California has apparently sent a team of people, unbeknownst to Disney, that they've already come and gone, sent a team of people out to Walt Disney World to kind of look and see how they were doing this, or what the practices were, what the policies were. And as I said, right now, I'm not going to say that not one COVID case has taken place on Disney property. I can't make that claim. What I am saying is we haven't, if there was a super spreader event, we would have known about it.
Yeah.
We would have known about it. And that Disney has shown themselves to be making response, in my opinion, and I'm not always, I don't always go easy on Disney, but in my opinion, they have made decisions in the best interests of the health of their cast and their guests. The fact that the state of Florida will now allow them to accept to go to full capacity in restaurants and everything, right? Like nothing, like nothing's going on. And they've like, nope, thanks. We're not doing it. We're not doing it. We're staying at 25% until we feel it's safe to increase that. So I think it's silly. Really, the California. Now, again, I don't know. The dynamics in California may be different than they are here. It's a smaller park. But does it? I don't understand. Look, it is possible with a modicum of common sense, which, let's be honest, with a modicum of common sense, it is possible to safely reopen a business.
Yeah.
It is possible to safely, to a point, reopen our economy and not kill hundreds of thousands of people in the process. There are some basic guidelines that need to be followed. And I think Walt Disney World right now, by and large, is proving that point. We are now at 3 months since they reopened. And there was a story just in the New York Times, I think it was this morning or yesterday, that talked about this, that said, you know what? The fears that everybody had about what was going to happen when Walt Disney World reopened haven't been realized. Mm-hmm. That they've actually done a good job.
Yeah.
And so why couldn't that be done out in California?
And I mean, if Disneyland got that green light from California, I'm sure that they would open. I mean, like you mentioned, the park's smaller, the area's smaller, and there are certain attractions that I think maybe could just remain closed for the time being. Like thinking about one at the top of my head, Mr. Toll's Wild Ride, the queue there, I don't really see how you would make that queue a socially distanced queue. But I mean, for the vast majority of the park, you could do it like they did here in Disney World and be okay.
I agree. No,
I mean, I have thoughts. I just don't know how to word it well. I don't know. They're an oddball group there. I don't know. I always feel bad for Disneyland. I just feel like Anaheim is always against them. I feel like their state is always against them, and I just don't get it. It's like attacking the river that supplies you water or something. Like, people are just like, get rid of it. And I'm like, I don't understand why they're so against it. But they're always like this. This is not new because of COVID. Like, it just feels a lot of time like Anaheim always just kind of sees Disney as like the boogeyman, whereas here, like Kissimmee area, as annoying as it can be sometimes that there's a lot of tourists, we do understand that Disney is our lifeline. Everyone here has jobs, not just at this company, but at every company in the area, that there's jobs because Disney exists here and it is important. And I even spoke with somebody in Anaheim, and they were making the counterpoint, and they were like, well, we have a booming convention business. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Why
like,
do you think that exists?
Exactly. Everyone goes to the convention, and then they skip the last day. They take their family to Disney. Like, they start their Disney vacation. So it's just, I don't know. I don't, there's a whole
well,
thing,
it's just, but, you know, there is, my opinion, and it's just my opinion, there is a middle ground between absolute shutdown and complete reopening. And there's a middle ground that is safe and effective and is being proven by this really, really big place up the road here. Mm. So let's use it as a model.
I will push for getting on California's task force. Like, I don't like what they do necessarily, but if y'all need someone to like go to Fiji and check out how they're doing their protocols, whatever, like these are some good vacation spots. I'm sure they didn't have to fight people too hard to be like, so who wants to go to Disney World and like check out protocol on the taxpayer dime? Like, I'm sure they just had so many people that were like, absolutely. Like, that would be a great experience. So anywhere else y'all want to go, well, let me know and I'll go check it out for you.
Well, this dovetails into really what I want to spend the rest of the show talking about. The layoff of 28,000 cast members, recently, hit everybody hard, right? Emotionally, I think every Disney fan, the minute we heard that news, we all just felt that punch in the gut, but nothing like what these 28,000 cast members felt.
For sure.
That were holding on to hope. And I'm going to say this. I'm surprised it took Disney this long. I'm surprised it took them this long. They're a business. They're a business. They waited 6 months before they did this. This was not a knee-jerk reaction. There are many other companies that were doing this long before Disney did. So I'm not gonna come down on them about that. And there's, you know, I see, and I'll be honest, I'm really glad I don't see too much of this on social media where it's, you know, pitchforks and burn down the castle because they laid off cast members. What I have seen instead has been an enormous amount of energy being put towards, okay, how can we help? How can we help? Of course, there are organizations like Cast Member Pantry, which you know, God bless these people, because they just created this in response to the furloughs that were, that had taken place back in, back in April. And now it's like crazy what they're dealing with. So many cast members, you know, we already had a problem with cast members living in hotels and cars before this. And that was with a job. So, and we are coming now on the, into the holiday season, which just breaks my heart when I think about that. But I know a lot of people have been donating to, Cast Member Pantry. A lot of people have been donating to Second Harvest Food Bank. It's a major food bank here in Central Florida. Very well established, very responsibly run, been here for years and years and years. We're actually getting, I'm not ready to announce anything, we're actually getting ready to do something in conjunction with Second Harvest, or possibly another nonprofit in the area to raise money. That's coming soon, so just be prepared. But an idea that Sean and Jackie have had and have been working on has been about using our platform here to start showcasing and highlighting cast members who have their own small businesses. You have, you know, Etsy stores, Amazon stores, eBay stores. You got some really, really, really creative stuff. So, yeah. And there's a lot that we're planning to do, that they're planning to do with that. But I want them to spend a little time talking about that project, what they're doing, and some, maybe some of the stores.
Yeah. So Jackie and I are working on, and actually Jackie's already started this over on our Instagram, and on Twitter, and just kind of posting some links to some of these companies that are, you know, ex Disney cast members that are just trying to get their foot in the door somewhere. And for some of them, they already had this as a little bit of a side business, and now this has to be their like main business. And obviously they didn't expect to have to do this right now. So we're just trying to showcase them as much as we can. And there's a good variety. I have a sheet in front of me of our preliminary stuff that has about 60 to 70 businesses on it. A lot of them do have repeats where people, you know, are making jewelry, or they're making face masks, or, you know, lots of handmade stuff. And we are asking that if people know of Disney cast members that want to advertise their business, we do want to set up some interviews with people to allow them to showcase what it is they're getting. I know my intention right now is to buy some of the products and just see, you know, what they are, so we have something to discuss and talk about on the videos as we go from there. And Jackie, what was the email that you wanted?
Content at wdwinfo.com. C-O-N-T-E-N-T. Okay. Content at wdwinfo.com. If you're a cast member that has been affected by the layoffs or furloughs, and you have a product or a service that you offer, this is 100% free. We're not taking any of this. We're not looking for advertising money. We're not looking for any percentage deals or anything like that. We want to use every one of our resources to try and shine as many spotlights on as many people as we can. The holidays are coming up. We all have crap to buy for Christmas,
yep,
right? And Hanukkah. We all have stuff we got to buy. So I'm just saying, take that money that you're going to spend anyway and spend it here.
Yeah.
Spend it with these folks. Made me feel really good. I don't know that we're directly responsible for this, but it made me feel really good that I went and clicked on one of the links that Jackie had put on the Diz for one of these, for one of these cast member stores. And there was a notice up that we've temporarily paused sales while I catch up.
Awesome.
And I'm like, yay. Good problem to have.
That's awesome.
Good problem to have. And I want to see that. I want to see these cast members go like, oh, crap. We got to hold on. Hold on. That's the problem we want.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we could sit and talk about all the, you know, it's right, it's wrong. They should, they shouldn't have done it or all that. Okay. That energy, I really want that energy going into something like this. And, you know, I think between Sean and Jackie, you know, going to do some incredible stuff. So, Jackie, let me let you chat a little bit about it now while I'm taking your thunder here. We can't hear you, dear.
Muted still, Jackie. Muted.
It is all good. Sorry about that. There I had you guys go. Muted. Oops. So, you know, like Pete was saying, it's these layoffs have really hit us all pretty hard. You know, a lot of us have friends and family who've been directly affected by Disney's decision. And, you know, for a lot of people, this isn't just a job for them. It's a lifelong dream. It's, you know, they moved to Florida to have their feet in the door to get this position, or they grew up in Florida and they, you know, have worked their way up and they've been with the company, you know, like Katie for 17 years. And, our hearts just really go out to everyone who's been put in that difficult position. I wanted to share that on Facebook, for those of you who are on Facebook, there is a Facebook group and it's called Ear for Each Other. And it's a group that was started by furloughed and laid off cast members, and they share their side hustles there. So they'll post pictures and, you know, of things that they made. And I am blown away completely by the talents that these people have. Some of them do woodworking, you know, and some of them do upholstery, graphic design. There's even an executive pastry chef from the Disney Cruise Line that runs a side bakery. And they were posting about how people that are on vacation at Walt Disney World will place orders with them to have their special desserts and cakes brought to their Disney resort in celebration of, you know, birthdays, graduations, whatever the case may be. And these people are thrilled to be able to, I mean, not only does it make us happy to be able to use their services, but it makes them happy to be able to share their magic with people because that's what they live for. It's just really cool. And you know, we decided that we needed to do this because it's our turn to help them now, right? They've been making magic for us through our Disney vacations for years and years. And so now it's our turn. Now you guys may have seen over the last week or so, if you follow us on Twitter or Instagram, we have been sharing one or two a day of some of these great either Etsy shops or websites where some of these cast members are, you know, selling their products. And like Sean was saying, sometimes, you know, there's multiple ways for you to get handmade jewelry. But the thing that's so cool is that everyone does their pieces differently. Mm-hmm. So what everyone is doing is different. I mean, one of the ones I shared last week will make a pair of earrings using a picture of your pet. And they are so well done. And I was reading some of the reviews and people are so happy with their jewelry that they've gotten from this woman who hand makes these things. I mean, it's just so cool. And I couldn't be happier that we're doing this right now because we need to get our Christmas shopping done, right? So what a way. What a way to make that happen.
We need to support this community.
Mm-hmm.
We need to support these cast members. And look, I know that not everybody's in a financial position to help. So I understand completely that, you know, Disney cast members are not the only people who've been financially impacted by what's happened at Walt Disney World. But, you know, what you can do is maybe help get the word out. Help get the word out about, you know, take a look at some of the the different places and things that you like, and share it on your social media. Share it to your friends and family. Mm-hmm. This is about getting these folks noticed in as many places as possible to drive that business. You know, also there are people in Central Florida, maybe that are in a position like I am, where, you can mentor somebody that's wanting to break into a certain field.
Yep.
There are all sorts of ways to help.
Yeah. Even with our moving to Orlando side, my inspector that I use is a Disney cast member that got furloughed. A photographer that we're using is somebody who was furloughed. So it is very, there are a lot of opportunities outside what you'd normally think. Hey,
looking for interior decorators,
all sorts of stuff.
Who was if we can find an interior decorator was a furloughed cast member,
right?
Like, we can send you a lot of business.
So I mean, there's lots of opportunities, and I don't want to overextend here, but obviously if you're sending in and you're somebody who was furloughed or laid off from Universal as well, or SeaWorld, I know they've had a lot of layoffs too. So it's, you know, not limited.
No, absolutely.
Still do it. Like, don't, it doesn't have to just be Disney, but because I know tons of people personally who were laid off from Universal, and with SeaWorld as well. So it's all sorts of different things. And a lot of stuff I'm looking at are products that you can purchase, but there's a lot of services. There's people I know that babysit at the parks. They'll come to your hotel and like watch your kids while you go out.
One of which Sean can like personally vouch for.
Oh yeah. Probably. Yeah. No. I know her very personally. So, there's lots of different things, and we'll be showcasing a good chunk of those, but we'll have more to showcase if you send them in, so we can have more variety of things to showcase. So definitely send your emails.
One of the ones that really I thought was fascinating was there's a couple of people that do like a feature wall in your house. So one gal she'll do like a mural, you know, so like if you want the castle and the green grass and princesses fluttering through the the meadows, whatever.
And now we know what Jackie would have in her house.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I wanted in. Yes. If only my husband would let me, it would be here. Let me just tell you. But the other one, he did like a faux brick wall in someone's house. And, you know, just really cool, really creative stuff. So, yeah, I'm so blown away by the amazing talents that these people have. Even all of the pastries and all of the cakes and everything is just so gorgeous. And there's so much, you know, everybody that I've seen post, they say, okay, I'm sharing a few pictures, but if there's something that you have in mind, email me and they'll walk you through it. You know? So if you have dreams of having a, you know, Haunted Mansion doom buggy with the hitchhiking ghosts in there for a cake, whatever. They're, you know, all about customizing. So anyway, really, really cool.
Yeah. There's an enormous amount of talent out there. And, you know, I'm a firm believer of doing whatever we can. You know, you can't help everybody, right? You want to, you can't help everybody, but you can help the people that are in front of you right now. And these are the people that are in front of us right now. This is our community, right? Our community isn't just the people who go to the parks. Our community are the people that make those experiences the reason we want to go in the first place. And that's what these 28,000 people have been doing and are now in need. And, you know, not that theme park work isn't, you know, legitimate work. It's, you know, can be good work. But I think about the possibility now for some of these cast members to get a break doing something they genuinely love, something, you know, especially if they're artistic and creative and passionate about it.
Yeah.
Something every single one of us in this room gets to do for a living, right? We get to do something. We can be creative with it, and we're passionate about it, and we love it. And what a difference that makes in the quality of your life. I've worked jobs where it was a trudgery and hated it. And this opportunity right now, maybe, for some of these cast members to build that, create that, build a business for themselves now, get a name for themselves. We have the ability to help make that happen. So, like I said, if you are fortunate enough to be in a position where you can buy from these cast members, I ask you to do that. I ask you to look there first before you go to Amazon, before you go online shopping somewhere else. Look there first. Look to put as much money there as you can. If you're not in a position to do that, then I ask you to help us spread the word. Spread the word on social media. If people put one-tenth of the effort into spreading this, as they do into spreading what they think about a political issue, none of these cast members will ever have to go back to work for Disney World. Okay? They will be so successful. So, you know, good. It's just about channeling the energy. And I would like to see us do everything that we can to channel that energy into this right now. This is what's in front of us. I always say it to these guys. Can't help everybody, but I can try and help whoever God puts in front of me. Well, this is who God has put in front of us.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it is also a situation where, you know, I worked for Disney. I was a frontline cast member. I did attractions. Situations came up for me where I had to leave just because I wasn't making enough money. So I didn't get furloughed or anything. And that had always been a dream for me to work at Disney, and not being able to work at Disney and not having the opportunity ended up being the best thing that could have happened to me, because, you know, it just changed my trajectory and I didn't expect it to. I thought I'll move to Florida and I'm going to work at Disney and I'll work my way up through Disney, and it didn't happen. And I'm really happy that it didn't. So it seemed like the end of the world at that time. And then it turns out that it wasn't. And even for me, I mean, building my own business up, and, you know, it's very tough and it's very difficult, but it's very rewarding at the same time. So it is hard, but definitely if you're a furloughed cast member or somebody who wants that opportunity, like, this is a shot. So you have to take those chances and you have to put yourself out there and put the word out there. And this is it. Cause we're not getting anything out of it, and we're just trying to promote. So, whatever you can do, like if you're thinking this is something you want to do, now's the time to do it.
Well, we do get something out of it, though. We do get something out of it.
Yes.
Let me tell you, and this is the best part of my job. Honest to God, it's the best part of my job. You get that feeling that you did something good.
That's right.
You did something good. You took a blessing that you have and you used it to help someone else. And I got to tell you, that's a great feeling. It's a great feeling. And I like to feel good.
It sure is.
I'm addicted to feeling good. I had 4 rehabs behind me to prove how addicted I was to feeling good. But this is a great opportunity. This is a great opportunity for us to show these cast members how much we appreciate them. And we're going
so
to,
we,
go ahead, Jackie.
Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. We have a page set up on the site where we've probably done 1 or 2 a day since about Wednesday of last week that we've blasted out on our Instagram, Twitter. And if you subscribe to our daily newsletter, you would have seen it there as well. And we have a page on our site that we'll link down in the show notes where you can go to and see which of these shops and websites have been featured so far, in case you missed any of those tweets or messages going out on social. So I'm probably going to post it in the chat here in a minute, just so people in chat can go to that and see that page. And then just be on the lookout for, if you haven't subscribed to our newsletter, we've got a lot of fun stuff going out in our newsletter every day. So you know, subscribe to that and retweet our tweets and post our posts on Instagram. And we just really want to get the word out. And like Pete said, feeling good and helping these people, it does not cost us anything to be kind. And it means the world to these cast members who put their heart and soul into what they're doing. So help us out. Help us share the word.
So yes, if you are a cast member who has a side business, or if you know a cast member, and that includes team members at Universal and folks at SeaWorld, anybody in the area that's been affected by this, content, C-O-N-T-E-N-T, content at wdwinfo.com. Just shoot an email over there so that Jackie and Sean know about you and can get some more information. We are going to be doing some interviews, some video interviews with some of these folks as well for our YouTube channel. And like I said, got a few other things up our sleeves that I'm not ready to announce yet to find ways to help. But I have a feeling between this and Give Kids the World, this is going to be our life for the next few months. And I'm perfectly okay with that. And if you're not, I don't want to hear it, okay? I don't want to hear, oh, everything's all about asking for money. Yeah, it will be. It will be. For good causes, for good reasons. And if you got a problem with that, watch somebody else. With that said, that is going to do it for our show for this week. I'm being told I need to stretch this out a little bit. And I'm just waiting for a thumbs up from my producer that I can close the show out because I didn't have anything else planned. And, okay, I've got my thumbs up. That is going to do it for our show. You like how transparent that process is? How I'm just going to sit here and, like, tell you exactly what's going on in the moment rather than dance? That will do it for our show for this week. We hope you enjoyed it. We'll see you again next Tuesday with another edition of the Diz Unplugged. Have a great week, folks. And remember, stay out of the damn lakes, wear a mask, and help the cast members.